With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so 1 week from today is the NFL draft. Now,
what?
Let's take you back to 2011. Mel Kiper's first mock draft. There is relevance to this.
1.0 from 2011.
This is Mel Kiper mock draft 1.0.
From 2011.
Yep. With the first pick, the Carolina Panthers select Nick Fairley, defensive tackle, Auburn. With the second pick, the Denver Broncos go Patrick Peterson, cornerback, LSU. With the third pick, the Bills go Marcell Dareus, defensive end, Alabama. With the fourth pick, the Cincinnati Bengals go Daquan Bowers, defensive end, Clemson. Let me see. That's all they got. The fifth pick they've got. They only showed the first five picks. With the fifth pick, Arizona Cardinals select Blaine Gabbert, quarterback, Missouri. Anyway, the point of this is, who went number one, Gator, in Mel's first mock in 2011?
I believe you said Nick Fairley.
Nick
did.
Fairley. And where did Nick Fairley eventually go?
He went to the Lions.
At what pick?
Was he 13th?
13th. Anything can happen. When this came out, everybody, if I said, you know, the Lions aren't going to trade up and they're going to get the guy that's projected to go number one, everybody would have scoffed. Pointed fingers and laughed. Listen to dumb radio sports guy. Him and his fantasy land. You live in a fantasy world, man.
Wow.
Well, no.
Anaheim.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen, right?
Anything can happen.
I wouldn't predict any of this to happen.
I would not predict that Nick Bosa would slip or that Josh Allen would slip. I would not predict that. But is it possible? Yes.
The dream scenario draft put out by Pro Football Focus is essentially every team's dream. Arizona Cardinals at one.
Well, they're living the dream because they have the top pick.
Yeah, they're taking Kyler Murray, according to this. San Francisco, they want...
They're living the dream too because they don't need a quarterback, so they get Bosa.
The Jets' dream scenario is Nick Bosa. The Raiders' dream scenario is Kyler Murray.
I was going to say Kyler Murray.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers' dream scenario is?
Is it Devin White?
Josh Allen.
Oh.
That's a pick five. Pick six. The New York Giants' dream scenario is?
Kyler Murray.
Josh Allen.
Oh. They're really committed to not taking a quarterback.
Yeah. The Jacksonville Jaguars' dream scenario is? Quinnen Williams.
Defensive tackle.
And the Detroit Lions' dream scenario is, according to this, Josh Allen.
All right.
And here's what he writes. This is where any Allen slide would stop. Trey Flowers only solved one side of the Lions edge problem. Allen would solve the other. Basically saying there's no way in hell Josh Allen would get past Detroit. That's where any Josh Allen slide would stop. And if you look at the rest of the teams in the first round, their dream scenarios, nobody has Josh Allen because their point is he will never get past Detroit. So the question becomes, what is your dream scenario? If we're operating under the guise and it's not a flawed one, because back in 2011, Mel's first mock had Nick Fairley going number one. He went 13. Anybody can drop. Anybody. And if the field is open, what is your dream scenario? Text us at 97136. Who and why would make up your dream scenario? Gator, what is your dream scenario?
Well, Doug, we did an exercise of this recently off the air, and I will tell you exactly what my dream scenario is. Kentucky's Josh Allen. Because he fits everything what the Lions are looking for. He's versatile. He could be an edge rusher in a 3-4. You can put him as an outside linebacker as well. He can cover running backs in space if he has to. I think he's the perfect pick because of his versatility and because of his size and speed and strength, and he's the perfect pick. I like him better than Bosa, probably because he didn't get hurt. And that's not a small thing. So I think he'd fit beautifully with this team. And I don't think that I think it's just the slimmest of possibilities that anything happens where he slips. Because as you mentioned, more than half of those teams wanted Josh Allen.
Yep.
Right? So it'd be really hard for, at least according to Pro Football Focus, for him to slip all the way to 8. What would possibly dictate a slippage like that? It would have to be the gas mask bong. It would have to be some sort of
injury question
or
legal issue.
A legal issue, and let's hope that that's not the case either way for that to happen, because that could really be rough water ahead for him. But it would have to be something like that. Let's be honest.
Most likely. Now, mine's the same as yours for many of the reasons you stated. Kang, what is your dream scenario? If anybody can slip, and the past has shown that anybody can, who would it be?
It'd be Kyler Murray, guys. Like I said before, and I'll say it again, I believe he is a franchise-changing quarterback. I don't think Matt Stafford's garbage, you know, because it can't be just one or the other, right? I think he's a good quarterback. Do I think he's the right quarterback and good enough for this team to ever put him over the hump? No, I don't. I think, given the chance to move on, if Kyler Murray even had to sit this next year, and then next year when Stafford's contract's more, you know, easily moved, you put in Kyler Murray and you just run with him. Still on that rookie contract. I just believe with the way the NFL is nowadays, mobile quarterback, he, and by the way, can sling it, accurate. Kyler Murray, to me, is a franchise changer. I love Josh Allen. But is he a franchise changer? I'm going with Kyler Murray.
It's the dream scenario for every team put out by Pro Football Focus. Kang goes Kyler Murray. Gator and I both go Josh Allen. Pro Football Focus goes Josh Allen.
By the way, I think Josh Allen's a franchise-changing kind of guy, too. Kyler Murray's my 1B. Josh Allen's my 1A.
I find that interesting.
What do you describe as franchise changer? He's going to get him to the Super Bowl?
I think he is to a team, potentially, what Khalil Mack is, what he makes everyone around him better, like J.J. Watt is with Houston. I think he's that type of potentially that type of player.
I think he is too, but I think we disagree on how far that player can get you. I think in the end you need the quarterback always.
I'd love to have a great quarterback. I don't think Kyler Murray's it.
Well, that's the way. Yeah,
that's why I don't go Kyler Murray. I don't think Kyler Murray's it.
But maybe for you it's Haskins.
I mean, I got Haskins ahead of Kyler Murray.
But I mean, I'll grant you that Kyler Murray, and I love Kyler Murray too, as you know, that his importance to the team is stronger than what a defensive ends would be. But I think with this team, the Lions are so close to having one more guy to put him over the top in the defense to have perhaps a dominant defense.
That's where I'll lean with you, is Josh Allen makes this team better, faster right now, next year at least.
I can't believe this.
What?
Josh Allen's just been implicated in the Mueller report. So
it's just stop.
He's probably going to drop now.
The Russians?
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines. Dream scenarios. Dream scenarios on draft day. Sure. You can't imagine this guy falling. You wouldn't predict him to fall. But guess what? In Mel's first mock in 2011, Nick Fairley went number one overall and ended up going to the Lions at 13. Who would be the guy? And anytime that happens, of course, one of the instincts in Detroit is to go, wait a sec. Why'd all those teams pass on him?
Right.
What do they know?
What
do they know that we might not?
Who's the player that you think will slip? Let's say on the top five. The general consensus on the top five is Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa, Josh Allen, Quinnen Williams, Devin White. Is that safe to say?
If I were to pick one of those five to slip.
Mm-hmm. Will any of those five be available for the Lions at 8?
Well, I'm trying to think of which one I might think that there's misinformation. Which one I think somebody's just floating BS out there to throw you off the off the trail. Because my first thought is Devin White.
The linebacker.
But let me throw you a guy that might slip for a reason. Nick Bosa injury. That might be the one.
Yeah, but we haven't heard anything yet. And I know that some of that stuff you don't find out about that until draft day.
Nobody wants you to know.
You know,
like if San Francisco's eyeing somebody other than Nick Bosa, they want to play along with we love Bosa. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Here's what my gut tells me, because I think one of these guys just feels like the odds are that somebody always falls out of where you think they are.
Yep.
I think it could have a little bit of a domino effect. And it's not Kyler Murray. For me, because we haven't heard, I mean, there's like no talk about Quinnen Williams. It's just assumed that Quinnen Williams, the defensive tackle for Alabama, is going to be taken third or fourth. What if he slips? Or if a team trades, for instance, with the Jets, because everybody's talking about trading with the Jets. Team trades with the Jets, they go up there and they're like, well, we don't need a defensive tackle. We're trading up so that we can get, you know, Dwayne Haskins or whatever,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, and then
all of a sudden, dominoes start to fall. Then you got the Raiders at four. Who are the Raiders going to take? Well, they're like, well, we didn't think that Quinnen Williams was, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then they go.
Well, they take or Josh Allen.
They still
or
want Josh Allen. And then
you get Tampa's got to choose between
Devin White. And then at six, they go, well, we better get our quarterback now. So the Giants take a quarterback. And then at seven, Jacksonville's in love with Juwan Taylor. And all of a sudden, Quinnen Williams is on board for Detroit at eight. That's how it happens. It takes one team trading up, right?
Yep.
Kang, he just hit us with that top five. Who's the most likely slide candidate? Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa, Josh Allen, Quinnen Williams, or Devin White?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
It's a great question.
Thank you.
Well,
that's a good question.
I mean, right now, if you had to
stumble into him every once in a while.
You close your eyes and swing it.
Yeah.
I hit it? Listen. What?
Well, you think about it. What are the odds that all the draft gurus get the top five right? Slim.
Slim to none.
So chances are somebody's going to slide.
As much as we love mock drafts, we're the first to admit they're wrong all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
We're just using them as, you know, a tool. Yeah. So with that being said, let's say Arizona pulls the, you know what? We're sticking with Josh Rosen. We're taking Bosa number one.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland's got Derek Carr. They could pass. Niners got Garoppolo. They could pass. I'm going to go with Kyler Murray. I think this is an Aaron Rodgers type fall if Arizona doesn't take him. Possibly. So I'd go out of those guys, Kyler Murray.
You're trying to create your dream scenario.
The Lions would never take him anyways. This is my pick, right? I'd take Kyler Murray. I know they won't.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Michael in West Bluefield.
How pissed would you be? Hey, Michael.
Good afternoon, fellas.
What's up?
Hey, all right, so my dream scenario would be Josh Allen.
Yeah.
For this reason. You need to focus on fixing one side of the ball or the other. We've already got Trey Flowers. Josh Allen would make an immediate impact on the other side of the ball. Plus, there have been franchise defensive ends that have played in the NFL. So I say go for Josh Allen if he slides. And second round, you pick best defensive back or linebacker available, and you keep the offensive opposition way back in our end of the field, and Stafford's got a shorter field to play with, and who knows what could happen. It could be a lot more of that.
I got to tell you, if Josh Allen's on the board and the Lions get to select them at eight, this is going to be one of these. I cannot believe their good fortune. I cannot believe that actually happened. Trey Flowers, Damon Harrison, A'shaun Robinson, Deshaun Hand, Josh Allen.
Romeo Okwara,
all in the same meeting room.
I'm sure there's others do what we're forgetting here, but
yes. That's one hell of a core, isn't it?
Yeah. And then you add like Devon Kennard, who pretty good pass rusher
gets
in his own
up the
right.
Field. That is one hell of a defensive front. And that would be, I mean, that would rival the best I on paper rival the best we've seen in wear the Lions uniforms together at the same time. And yet, I mean, you'd have to see. It's truly a 3-4, and I suppose that Josh Allen would be lining up, standing up, but they'd go back and forth.
You know, Josh Allen, to me, it kind of feels like not as much hype, but almost similar hype to, like, Myles Garrett. Mm-hmm. Tall guys, strong guys, fast guys that go towards the top of the draft. And Myles Garrett had a pretty good season.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Again, these are the dream scenarios. Pro Football Focus put it out. Each team's perfect scenario in the draft. The perfect pick is Dwayne Haskins under Stafford to start a big rebuild. From Alex in Traverse City, my dream scenario is Josh Allen. I think the Lions defense would be a perfect fit for him. He has all the on-paper skills, but I believe he has more intangibles than anyone else. I don't think he will drop that far, so dream 1B would be Montez Sweat. My dream scenario is Kyler Murray falling to 8, the Lions drafting him to replace Stafford. Lions then trade Stafford for Uber draft capital. Make it happen. That's from Ray. My dream scenario, Kyler Murray, time for a change. 10 years of 7-9 and 0 playoff wins for Stafford. God, I hate that. Because the implication is all the rest that the organization did was playoff worthy. Stafford let him down.
Right.
It's been an inept organization for the better part of Stafford's career in Detroit.
What about this scenario? Let's say Kyler Murray does slip, all right, and he's available to the Lions today.
Yep.
If the Lions take him, first of all, there's plenty of people, Kang and myself included, would be just thrilled. We'll applaud it. Yes, they've got the guy. But there are plenty of teams that very well covet Kyler Murray and could make offers to say, all right, look, we know that you got him, and the Lions can be, well, we're willing to, we want him, we're going to keep him, but we're also going to listen.
Yep.
I mean, wouldn't that be a guy that you take regardless at 8? I guess not you, because you're not a Kyler Murray guy.
You're
but
saying not trade him?
I'm saying you make that, if he's there, you make that pick and you're fine either way. Either somebody comes up with that offer that you can't refuse, or you move forward and here's your next franchise quarterback. I think it'd be a perfect scenario.
That's a dangerous game. You really have to be willing to be committed to Kyler Murray if you want to play that game, right? Because you can't be stuck with
somebody.
No,
of course not. I'm saying, but you and I both love him.
Yeah, I love him. Right. So, yeah,
so, I mean, I'm more than willing to take him, but if some team comes up with a stupid offer.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, our next draft for the next 2 years.
Got to listen to it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you do have a quarterback on the roster. It makes like $30 million a year. So you could go with that guy and trade Kyler Murray for sure.
My dream scenario is Nick Bosa. He simply would make the Detroit D-line a top 5 D-line in the league. Next one here. My dream scenario is Dwayne Haskins. It's time to update the quarterback position. Time for us to move on from Stafford. That's from Carl in Royal Oak. My dream scenario, 1, Kyler Murray, 2, Quinton Williams, 3, Lions trade up and draft Ohio State edge rusher Nick Bosa. My dream scenario is the Lions trade out of the top 10 and land Devin White, TJ Hockenson, or Montez Sweat. That's from Austin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.